Street Chess Motherfucking Podcast.
Make some noise!
He's a legendary Queens rapper.
Hey, hey, Segre, this your boy N.O.R.E.
He's a Miami hip-hop pioneer.
What up, is DJ EFN.
Together, they drink it up with some of the biggest players.
You know what I mean?
In the most professional, unprofessional podcast and your number one source for drunk facts.
This Street Chess Motherfucking Podcast,
where every day is New Year's Eve.
Let's go. It's time for Drink Champs. Drink up, motherfucker.
What's good, Drink Champs Army? This is your boy, DJ EFN. Hope you're enjoying this Jadakiss and Fabulous episode like I am. I was on vacation when this went down, so I get to enjoy this as a fan like the rest of y'all. Shout out to special guests Diddy, Groovy Lou, Big Fendi, and Steve Rifkin for all making this an epic episode. Big shout out especially to Jadakiss and Fab. Make sure to pick up their new project, Friday on Elm Street. And before we get into part two of this one, I want to make sure you guys remember to grab that new Drink Champs merch, which is available now. Would make a great gift for the holidays. So head over to drinkchamps.com or 8and9.com. We might still have some of those Drink Champs ugly sweaters in stock, which would be perfect for all your holiday parties. And make sure you follow us on all our socials, which is basically at Drink Champs. And, you know, we just ready, man. Has, play that part two. Let's go.
In case you don't know, Steve Rifkin signed Mobb Deep. Steve Rifkin signed Big Pun. Steve Rifkin signed Wu-Tang motherfucking Clan. How crazy is it for us to be here?
And he's a brother. He's a brother. No matter what you're seeing,
he's a brother to his core.
His kids is black. Yes. He's black. He's black.
Facts. I think you was the first. Snyder Lathan. You was the first one, right?
Wow.
I'm sorry. I went crazy.
Yo, wow.
I didn't know about that.
Yeah,
I did.
A lot of stories.
The first one. Come on, Steve. Come on. Give us a high five. Come on. We all love Snyder Lathan.
Yeah.
Let's just admit it and just keep it moving.
Basketball.
Yeah, you got it. It's fantastic.
Yo, they say that Bad Boy invented the street team. But
let's get to it.
Yeah, but the fact of the matter is Steve Rifkin invented the street team. Came and let me get some information. Always was a brother to share. And, you know, we just really was able to implement his teachings. And I think it really has given birth to another level of entrepreneurialism, you know what I'm saying? How we could go directly to our community. And I would have to say he's the founding father of that. You know what I'm saying? Steve Rifkin.
Yeah.
Yo, Bad Boy street team was very aggressive in that era though.
Yeah.
Oh, no question.
So how was that, like, actually inventing the street team? How did you think of that?
I think that's what I was trying to say. It's not really how I thought about it. So what happened was, I got kicked out of school. And my family was in the record business. You know, my dad, you know, discovered James Brown, put out the first rap record. And my grandfather...
Hold on, Tom. That was a light stunt.
That was
crazy.
The way he delivered it was light.
You was
like, I wanted to say, but he said, my dad. What did you say? Produced for James?
No, discovered.
I'm doing something presently at the moment.
Okay.
And I need to break out.
Okay.
And I don't want to be rude, you know.
No,
I just want to stop by and give love.
Yeah.
Love
you. You did your job, brother.
Yeah.
If that's what you came to do, justice was served.
Man, I just wanted to stop by. You see, I didn't want to take up too much of y'all time.
No.
Overstay my welcome.
No, let's take a quick flick, because our shit is not done. And Steve, you're not done either. Let's take a quick flick, come on. No fucking phones. Fucking the good shit.
Hey, yo, tell Mo what I need them to
We good.
Holla. Back off.
We good. I'm talking to the scientists. I'm making my own Mo wet.
Yeah, so okay. Okay, then tell them to get down.
Oh, yeah.
Get down with the get down. God love y'all, for real.
God damn.
You want to hit me right after this? We just went to the crib?
All right.
Cool. It's a damn shame y'all in town. I didn't even know that. I just had to find out some shit. It's all good, nigga. I understand. I'll see y'all later.
Oh,
right?
Now you know, nigga.
Love y'all. So now,
Too much.
I got you. So now, Hold on, you know what? I gotta take a piss real quick. Yo, being back from Drink Champs is so appropriate. We have Steve Rifkin standing with us. Of course, we have Fabulous and we have Jada Kiss. But, you know, I just want to give you, all of you guys, your thoughts on Prodigy. Obviously, I'm going to start with you, Steve Rifkin, because you're the guy who actually signed him and brought him to stardom. So I just wanted to hear your thoughts on Prodigy.
I mean, when I got the call, it was, I was in Miami.
Wow.
And my daughter was taking a road test.
A road test? To get her license?
To get her license.
I still don't got my license. Let's make some noise for that. Yeah! Still looking for the hookup. Go ahead.
So, my old partner kept on calling 2-3 times, and I see, you know.
See your old partner, he's talking about Rich Isaacson.
Right? So he keeps on calling. I'm like, so when he calls more than twice, mm-hmm. I just know something's not right. And mm-hmm. so, but Rich is also my childhood best friend. We've been best friends since we're 8 years old. Mm-hmm. So I just think maybe his mother, you know, just we're at that age. Mm-hmm. And so I pick up the phone, and my daughter's walking in from the test. So I don't know if she passed this, you know, so I'm focusing on her. And he said, P died. And I almost passed out. You know, I had open heart surgery 4 months ago. So I was just getting my strength back.
Wow.
At the time. So when it told me, I hung up the phone, she gave me a thumbs up, and I called Ray.
Ray Kwan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they just did a show together in Vegas. Mm-hmm. And it was, it killed me. Mm-hmm. I mean, his birthday, and my brother had the same birthday.
God bless.
So, you know, it was always, you know, we always knew when it was his birthday, you know, when we spoke 3-4 times a year after I left lab. And that was really, you know, it took me for a...
Super spit.
Yeah.
That's a lot on off of the show thing, because...
You had just performed. You had did Hip Hop Honors, right?
Yeah.
And you honored Pete. This is a question. Yeah.
I was definitely a fan of Mobb Deep. Grew up listening to Mobb Deep. Going to school every day, listening to Mobb Deep and your Walkman, that kind of vibe. Mm-hmm. I had went to a Raekwon and Ghost show in New York, and when I went to the show, it just took me back to growing up listening to all of these albums and. I had made it from that point. I said, yo, I'm going to go to all of the acts that I grew up listening to, going to school, listening to. I wanted to go to their show and see them in their habitat and with their fans. And they, you know what I mean? I wanted to do that. Like, I had never done that. I had never been to a Ray and Ghost show. I had never been to, you know, different artists, Black Moon, different guys that I grew up listening to, just go to their show and see them in that vibe. And
I'm sorry for cutting you off. You see how respectful that shit is? What he's saying, like trying to learn the arts.
Mm-hmm. So I said, from Ray and Ghost, I said, yo, I'm going to all of the, what's his name? So one of them I wanted to see was Mobb Deep. Mm. You know, when I had seen them in bits and pieces. They even came out on one of my sets before at Summer Jam, all kind of stuff. So, but I wanted to go in their world and see their Mobb Deep fans, like, you know what I mean? So that same tour, that Vegas one, I looked up the thing. I seen it was coming to Newark, to New Jersey. I said, I'm going to go see. And that show had a few...
You talking about the Art of Rap tour?
They just did New York, like a few weeks ago, didn't they?
I was actually at that.
The Vegas show?
That thing. I seen... With the Vegas show, if you're talking about the Art of Rap when Prodigy died...
Yeah, that's the tour that they were on. But it was a couple. It was Raekwon and Ghostface, I think. I think it was Mobb Deep, and I think it was a couple other acts.
Yeah.
But I was looking up the Mobb Deep show when I could go to the next Mobb Deep show. Mm-hmm. And the next show on that tour that I could go to was Newark, New Jersey. So I'm like, yo, I'm going to go to that tour. And when he passed, I was like, God. Like, you know what I mean? And it kind of emphasized more on why I want to...
catch these shows and catch, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just was like, it was crazy that he passed right before that, the show coming back to Jersey.
So what was that feeling like when VH1 reached out to you? Was it VH1?
Oh, yeah, VH1 and you know, and Havoc was a part of it too. And okay. he knew how much love I have for Mob and, he like, yo, you was one of the people that I could really see doing this. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not too many people that you even want to call on. Like, you don't want to put the wrong piece in the wrong place.
And let's keep it real, right? No, with no disrespect, but the year before that, Rich Homie Quan came out there and fucked Biggie lyrics up.
Yeah.
I fuck with Rich Homie Quan, but let's just throw it out there.
Too. That's
he
my guy.
Fucked it up.
He fucked it up because one thing people had
Kiss,
to...
come on.
No, he's not from his generation. He's not from that generation.
He was mad, too.
They wasn't supposed to choose him. Yeah, they didn't do that.
To get, right. The young Brooklyn dudes.
You think they would have called...
I think they just needed somebody that worked.
That was young.
I think they
not.
Just took anybody that.
Nah,
just,
it ain't that. He just didn't know enough about that song.
He didn't fit the criteria.
Because he didn't grow up off
that. He didn't grow up off that. He didn't, you know what I mean? Yeah. What's crazy is me and Fendi are cool with Rich Homie. And Fendi was with him and FaceTimed me.
Wait, Fendi was with him at that time?
Yeah, Fendi was in the, I guess he was in the, and where they were shooting it at.
Bus. Hold on.
Fendi was with him.
Fendi was with him? Where's Fendi at again?
Yeah. Fendi FaceTimed me. So I got on with Rich Homie. I'm like, yo.
Right after it happened?
No, before it happened.
And you
cold. I said, yo, you got it? You got that, Biggie? He's like, I got it, big bro.
So it's
I got
fab
it.
For you cold?
No, I don't know. I'm just trying to make sure that this is a moment for him. Like, okay. And it's Biggie and it's Brooklyn is going to take this seriously in the hip hop world.
He never got to go back there.
So. Not even that. Just making sure that I wanted him to be successful the same way. That's our guy. I fuck with Rich Homie.
Okay.
And I'm like, I want you to do it right too. So he was like, nah, I got it. But I just think he got in a moment. He lost track. You know, it's not his. He didn't grow up. I can say that verse with my eyes closed.
Okay,
but he's not from that.
Trying to be politically correct.
I'm speaking for my guy.
Okay, so now what happened?
That's my guy
you
too.
You saw him actually.
Right now he can come back.
Fuck it up.
I saw him fuck it up.
When you saw him fucking, were you in the crowd or you
nah,
was on
Nah, I was
TV?
Somewhere else. I was
on the bill. You was on the, you gotta stop being on the bill on all
the He was on the bill, it was hip hop artist.
Okay, so, all right, I'm coming back to you.
Yeah.
So you, where were you at in life when you seen him? You called him, you FaceTimed him.
No, Fendi FaceTimed me. And he was with Rich Homie.
He threw you under the bus, man. Don't look like that.
He was with him, and so that's when I got to speak to Rich Homie. He like, yo, we about to do it. He like, yo, I'm about to go do this, big homie. I'm like, you got it. Like, you got it? You for real, you got it? He like, nah, I got it. I got it. So I was like, all right, cool. You know what I mean? It just went on. I was kind of just trying to make sure he was good and he was straight. Like, you know what I mean? At the same time, like don't go out there and think this is light. This is something that means something to a lot of people. You know what I mean? And he was like, nah, I got it.
Okay,
but
now,
in the moment, he just must have lost
anywhere
it.
Anywhere in the world. Now, you see him fuck up big lyrics.
Yeah.
This is your man. You and Fendi, FaceTime. Just recently. How did you feel at that moment?
I was like, damn. He said he had it.
Did you answer his text? Because I'm not going to lie.
I still answered his text.
You did? I dodge a nigga every now and then.
I did.
You answered his text?
Yeah, yeah.
What was that text feeling like?
Well, I truthfully never even spoke to him about that. I more speak to him about him, you know what I mean?
Fab, I feel like you're a petty nigga and you're just holding back.
Nah.
Fab, listen,
nah.
Listen, I am petty president.
Yeah. I'm a real nigga first and then a petty nigga second. So I'm gonna do
so you put real nigga
before,
in front of petty.
And then
I've never done
petty,
that.
You know what I mean?
So I gotta figure out how I do that. Please, can you teach me?
I can teach you the way.
Please tell me how this work.
So real nigga, I checked in with him, even after that. Because I think, truthfully, I think it fucks with people, like, you know what I mean? Because he started getting a lot of backlash.
But you're also
from
internet savvy, so you saw they were frying them on the internet.
That's what I mean. They were fucking with him, and he was, you know what I mean? It don't. I wanted him to make that don't define him because it really, he got put in a position that
wasn't even his really his position. Like, you know what I mean? He didn't grow up listening to Biggie. So for him, it was actually like reciting something that he don't know. For us, we could recite it with our eyes closed. You want to sit Mo?
That's like him calling Uncle Murder to do an Outkast song.
Right.
He wouldn't have been able to do it. They wouldn't have called them for one.
Yeah, but at some point, you got to say, I don't know that.
If you take the task on. I'm not even mad that Rich Homie Quan ain't no
somebody else
song.
Fucked some lyrics up before. Lupe fucked up somebody's
lyrics. We said it on Drink Champs. And Lupe been trying to we've been trying to get it right.
On Drink Champs.
Listen, we blew it up.
On the Hip Hop Islands, exactly.
Yo, on hip enough, Fab yeah, on point.
Exact show.
This is why this is what I wanna bring out from Fab. Fab is hip hop. Niggas think Fab just rhyme on girl records. And that's it. Nah, Fab is super hit. This is why I'm glad you just did that. Because, see, I didn't even bring that up. Mm-hmm. And this is a Drink Champs topic. Because Lupe actually got on after that and said he wasn't a Tribe Called Quest, like, super fan. And that's my guy. But come on, brother. Like, actually, in your style, I can see Tribe Called Quest. Right? And this is no disrespect to him at all. But you just should have rehearsed. And does that go back to the spectrum of back then, these guys would... We would study a Rakim. We would study a Nas. We would study a Jay-Z. We would study a Wu-Tang. And then now, these people just... Does it go back to that?
I don't know, because I might have not known a Tribe Called Quest first word for word either. Mm. I might have
would you have known a Boot Camp clip?
I would have, because that's
why
what type
you
of
would've? Hip-hop
I was, because that's what I was listening to.
Okay, so let's make some noise for that. Would you have known a Big Daddy Kane verse?
I would. Big Daddy Kane was my first
favorite
rapper.
Okay, let's make some noise for that. Let me continue to make my point. Would you have knew a Jay-Z verse?
I would have.
Okay, so let's make some noise for that.
What are you saying? You know? You just
that, that you gotta know the tree you come from. Meaning.
No.
Okay, Lupe ain't from Queens.
No.
Let me just...
Rich homie. He
no, I'm talking about Lupe.
No. I know y'all went to Lupe. But Rich Homie ain't from B.I., so he get the pass.
No.
Lupe supposed to know all hip hop.
We're on the last subject, y'all.
No, listen. Lupe is one of them. Lupe's a backpack nigga that could really rhyme.
No,
he just
and
weird.
He's dope. I respect him. I love him.
So he's supposed to know all of that. He don't get the pass that
exactly.
Rich Homie.
That was my point, was Lupe, because you could actually hear Tribe Called Quest and Lupe, even if he doesn't.
He's like a baby
Tribe
Called
Quest and Lupe.
Yeah, he's baby Tribe.
He comes from that.
He comes from that.
It's
he never
like,
was
it's
supposed
just
to
like
mess
hearing
up a
you
tribe
say,
verse.
Hearing Fab say, like Fab being from Brooklyn, and hearing Fab say, well, Jay wasn't really my inspiration, you would sound crazy. Mm-hmm. You know why you would sound crazy? Because you're from Brooklyn. You're from the same cloth. No matter where it is, if Jay is on this side, and you're on this side, you're still related.
Biggie don't
got
a relation to Rich Homie, though.
How about if they asked him to do a Talib Kweli shit?
Who? If Fab? I could do a Kweli. Man, you bugging.
Nah, I ain't bugging. He's from Brooklyn.
Okay, all right. Let me put this together. You're right. All right. I'm trying to figure out where you're going with it. Okay, so you're saying if...
No, you saying just because he's from the... Brooklyn.
So now, it's Talib Kweli and Mos Def, right?
They lyrical monsters. They lyrical monsters.
Anniversary, and they call Fat, right?
He's going to have to do some studying, y'all. He's going to have to do some playing over some...
I think his studying is going to be less.
But it ain't going to be one of them shits he know off rip. He gonna have to listen to it.
Even Fab is confused right now.
Nah, that's true.
Nah,
Fab is. That's what makes a great artist, though. Somebody that's gonna put in the work.
And
my problem with today, nobody wants to put in the work.
Facts. It's microwave era.
Are we gonna see Steve Rifkin smoke?
I can't smoke. I had open heart surgery.
My fault. This is not funny if I keep saying, keep going. I'm so sorry.
Fab, what are we thinking?
It's really late.
Huh? What are you thinking?
I'm just trying to make sure. I'm just trying to stay out of Stuck Norris mode. You know what I mean?
Stuck Norris. I like
Stuck
that guy.
Stuck Norris.
That's hard. That is hard. Now, Fab, look. Do you know on the low, you're like the fashion police?
Me?
Like, whatever you, like, you're like, in the most respectful way ever.
Yeah, niggas say that, ain't gonna say something disrespectful. Yo, the most respectful way ever. No disrespect, but all this, I have no respect.
You know what I mean, but you might not know what I mean. But you remember Joan Rivers? She was on, listen.
Nigga just said I was Joan Rivers? Okay, where's this going?
I did not see this to Joan Rivers. I did a show before. Make some noise for that.
Let's make some noise. I definitely know Joan Rivers, don't know who I am. But listen, at one point, niggas will post a picture. This is how I'm looking on Instagram. And niggas would be like, they'll try to pull up like Elise's or some shit like that. And niggas said, it ain't hot. I saw it with my own eyes. Mm-hmm. And that's Fab weird. That shit fucked me up. Mm. You like the thug? Listen.
That's crazy.
I'm giving you, this is our reality show. We gonna produce it.
Mm-hmm.
All right? I'm getting you, Steve Rick, we got the brand.
I definitely want to be on the hip hop fashion police.
Huh?
I definitely want to be on the hip hop fashion police.
No, not like that. You don't gotta realize. See, what you gotta do is like everybody want to battle for record deals. Everybody want to battle for. Now it's Fab sitting there and going, "Yo, y'all, that ain't it."
Just like that.
You like, that ain't it. And you like, that is it. Wow. Think it out, fam. Because niggas say, let me tell you, I'm in the hood.
Mm-hmm.
I go with a haircut somewhere and I like to sneak in. Like, I like to sneak in where a nigga don't know her, man. Mm-hmm. Nigga said, they said, your North Face is back hot. This is word of everything I love. Somebody walked by and said, Fab. they said, if Fab ain't wearing it, it ain't back. I heard that as a normal individual.
Mm.
You gotta be, not Joan, I'm sorry. I said it's Joan Rivers. This is very not the way I mean it.
Mm-hmm.
But if Fab's going in, see your Elshalon, your outfit is not it.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta relax.
You gotta relax.
And then you show a nigga how to put his shit together.
Mm.
You don't think that's something?
That sound like something to me.
Of course, listen, let me tell you something. It's the new way for us.
Mm.
Listen, I'm going too far.
Nah,
it's a new way for us. There's people who came and took hip hop, right, and they made like these reality shows, and they made it. That's not where hip hop is. Hip hop should be congratulated and celebrated. We should sit back and say, "Do you got these public school bottles?" Steve, you can't come on here. You can't drink because you had the open heart.
No, I can't.
Okay, all right. You got the pass. You're the only one. But everybody else, we got to sit here and drink and have fun. And that's what hip-hop is. The minute we start thinking about points and publishing, we have to have people in that certain positions who can come and take that and say, yo, look, this is what you're supposed to have, and you're gonna get that, correct? Because when an artist
starts thinking about things like that, you think it takes away from the artistry?
100%.
100%. How about you, Fab?
You have to be aware about it.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think over time you learn it. You know what I mean? When you first coming in, you don't even know. You don't know what you're supposed to get. You're supposed to get what they tell you what you're supposed to get.
You know, even as a record company owner and having, you know, JVs, I still don't know what I'm supposed to get on certain things. I mean, but the crazy thing is, you know, I was talking about my dad earlier. He passed a few years ago.
God bless him.
And I went to clean out his, you know, his belongings. And I ran, you know, and I saw a James Brown contract. So James Brown's contract and Akon's contract are pretty much the same contract. Take out a few words.
That was all.
So you're talking about late 60s, early 70s, and Akon's last contract with me was 2006. So, you know, it was an 8-track, you know, and there was vinyl, and there was a 45. And the other thing...
Levels? It was all
8-track vinyls, 45. CDs, flash drives. Streaming.
But that's now.
Yeah.
That's now. Now, streaming is helping or hurting the game?
You know, I think it's helping. You know, nobody knows that Spotify is giving Universal $500 million a year.
But they're giving the artists...
Universal doesn't know what to fucking do with it. So the executive, they're making their
Universal
money...
Universal how much again? I'm sorry.
$500 million a year.
I just want to say that one more time. Say it.
$500 million a year.
That's a stupid number.
Did we know that? I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that? Because I know kids
know that kind of shit.
Nah, I ain't know. I'm finding out. That's why I'm knowing it right in front of y'all.
Oh, now you know.
I ain't know. You know I'm like special ed. That's what I say. That's why I'm knowing that right in front of y'all. Did y'all hear that? That's terrible.
Take a little pull up too.
Yeah, come on, man. So they make Universal. The actual Universal. When you say Universal, we're talking
Interscope, Def Jam,
Interscope,
Republic. Capital.
They're paying Spotify $5.
No, Spotify's paying them.
All right.
That's under the table, underhanded shit, because they ain't give us a nickel.
How about to ask y'all that?
Nickel. It's like sport. It's like high school. I mean, it's like NCAA. NCAA, you said it. Same shit going on, but worse. At least they get a turkey sandwich.
I'll stop and say it like that. Y'all niggas knew a little bit of that. I didn't know none of that.
I didn't know they gave 500 M's.
And who gave 500? Who?
Spotify.
Gives it to the
parent label, yeah.
To the Universal. And the Universal, that's Interscope, Def Jam, yeah. Rockefeller, Rough Riders, in my day.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Universal, Republic. Motown,
back in
Island.
That's crazy. Did we think that the game would be like this? Like, even in remotely, like a little bit?
I didn't, because I never got into music for the game. I was purely on the love of hip hop, so the game I learned after, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm already on Cloud 9.
And now that you say love and hip hop, you never been on love and hip hop.
No. He popped up before.
No, I never been
on. Yeah.
Nah. Never been on it.
No.
Dirty nigga. They was always waiting for me, left him for dead on that joint.
I couldn't. That wasn't my my thing.
No, that saved a lot of merit not showing up on there.
No, that
he earned stripes and it's for real.
That was
I seen them episodes. I used to watch it back then.
Those episodes was to try to set me up to go on there, but that was never my
But how do you know they were trying to set you up?
Nah, you're smart.
Because they were, even in that episode, they try to make you look bad, so maybe you would try to go repair your name, be on it to repair
go
your
on
name.
There to try so to
which that don't work anyway. Yeah,
so what you mean? They showing you a script or no?
No, I had never had any dealings with them. It was through my lady Emily, who they was trying to reach out and get me to be on the show. But through her, even when she decided to do it, I was like, I don't think you should do it, but if you want to do it, it's your, you know what I mean? Maybe you could stretch the platform into something else for you. You know, hustle
real
it,
man
whatever.
Shit.
You know
real
what I'm
man
saying?
Shit. Let's make some noise for that. That's real man shit.
So she went and did it. So, but they used to try to, you know, flow through her, like, yo, get him to come on there. And it just wasn't my thing. Like, that's not what I was trying to do. And, you know, It's a platform, you know, it's still running today and people, you know, are eating from it, so I guess, but it just wasn't my thing, you know what I'm saying? So right. I never was with it. That's why I said, like, that some episodes, they would try to even get her to, you know, go
to
along with making scenarios that pulled me in.
Right.
But I just wasn't pulling into it, like, you know what I mean? I didn't like what it... I didn't like it business-wise, and I didn't like what it portrayed. So I was just, you know, that wasn't it.
But how did you have the foresight to know what it portrayed? Because mm-hmm. pretty much that was early on, like, mm-hmm. of the...
Yeah, it wasn't even as bad as it is today. It was a different style. It was it was cleaner. Yeah. It was, you know, wasn't everybody throwing drinks in everybody's face and, you know, the whole... It was cleaner, you know what I mean, overall. But it still was in a situation where I was like, putting my life in a soap opera or something, and I just wasn't with it. Mm. And business-wise, if I ain't
have a very smart
EP or something, like, when I get some ownership, like, I can't, as them actors, they're like actors, they can't even tell what they don't want on there or not. The show owns it, you, like, hire work, and they put what they want out there. If you get look crazy, if you... Somebody get the best of you, whatever. There's nothing you can do about it. And they edit it to wherever they want. So even if something was more, you know, I heard people always say, oh, it was more, they ain't see all of that. Yeah, that's because they edit it. You ain't got no say in that, so I can't be a part of something that's like that, especially for my brand and who I am. Like, it just don't work for me.
Now, early on, you got Ashanti on your record.
Mm-hmm.
We had Irv Gotti on recently.
Mm-hmm.
He said he was on ecstasy.
Back then, he definitely Murder Inc. days back then. It was a vibe back then.
I forget
him and Ja. Him and Ja was a vibe back then.
It was a vibe.
Mm-hmm.
I forget why he says he doesn't clear it.
He cleared it. She was on. They didn't do the video. He cleared it for the song. They wasn't doing that. And why would you? Why does that happen in the music era? Why
talk about
why
that
do,
shit?
Why do people do a song with somebody, but then don't want to do the video?
Politics,
I never asked Irv that to this day.
Politics. No, so this I'm asking happened. You it to this day.
I don't know why they didn't do it. I'm gonna ask Ashanti too. I'm gonna text her.
Mace had that from Horse and Carriage.
Why?
LL and EP.
No, these two people just dick. They ain't no way in your where your man supposed to tell you he not doing your video.
No, but I'm asking your frame of mind, right? You coming up, damn near you. And
because they just was in their mold. They was in their bag, I guess. Maybe. But, I don't know. But, you got to ask Irv that question. Irv and
no,
Ashanti.
No, we asked Irv because this is what we're coming to you.
I don't know why they didn't do it. I know we went to... The
but
song
where
came
was
from
your
Tamia.
Frame?
We used Ashanti. Ashanti didn't do the video. Tamia, who at the time, her throat was messed up. So we had to get Ashanti, too. We wanted Ashanti, but we had to get Ashanti. So then...
I don't understand.
Because it was Tamia's song at first. So we wanted Tamia to do, the rap version, but Tamia couldn't do it because she had surgery on her throat, or her throat was messed up something. So we got Ashanti. Mm. When it was time to do the video, Ashanti was not what's her name. So we went back to Tamia. Mm. Tamia did the video. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Because Ashanti was... I never asked them to this day why they didn't do the... I don't know what it was. I feel like they was just in a Murder Inc. bag. My real feelings is that they just was in their bag and they just wasn't feeling like we ain't gotta do no videos for nobody else, kinda. I don't know. We gotta ask them though. I'm gonna ask them personally though. I wanna see
what. We can ask them right now. Drink
I speak to Irv and Ashanti periodically, so I'm gonna ask them.
I would call Irv, but Irv ain't picking up my calls.
Is there any questions that you want to ask somebody from you? This is everybody at this table got to answer this now. Is there questions that something happened and you never asked the question why or what happened within the music industry that you would want to ask somebody? Or that you could ask them now? Because it's over. So it's a, you know, it's water under the bridge now. You could ask it and just to know what the answer was.
Yeah, no, why don't you start with Steve? And then
Steve, is there any question that you would have asked somebody of something that...
Yeah, I mean, I would have asked the chairman of BMG why they wouldn't let me sign Jay-Z.
That's a good one. Hold on. You stopped the block. Okay. You got to describe this moment.
So they never gave you the answer for it. They just told you you couldn't.
I mean, I figured out what the answer was.
And when you say BMG, this is Under Loud.
Yeah, this is Loud. It's
Under Loud.
Yeah. Man. So Damon Jay were in the office, and this was early Loud.
Early Loud. This is pre-Wu-Tang?
It's after Wu-Tang, but it's before Mobb Deep.
Okay, after Wu-Tang, before Mobb Deep. I'm thinking this is like a Beat Nuts era. Like Beat Nuts is in between. No, no, not the Beat Nuts. Let me relax. I got to relax. Okay, describe me this era. Let me be quiet.
It has to be 94.
94. Yeah, I'm in jail. That's the reason why.
Yeah,
okay.
94.
Yeah, I'm in jail. Yeah, okay,
Trump
go.
You know, I go back with Dame since he's 15 years old.
You go back with Dame Dash.
Since he's 15 years old.
Continue.
So.
What?
Yeah.
This is all. We all learn history on Dream Chat.
So, Maddie C and Scott Free.
Who brought... Maddie C and Scott Free is also who brought you Mobb Deep.
Yeah.
Is that also the people who discovered Biggie?
Maddie's the one who discovered
Biggie. Maddie's discovered Biggie. Okay, I'm on point. Look, my hip-hop history. I just want to throw that out there, just in case.
They said Dame wants to take a meeting with you. And I also had Stretch Armstrong, who was working for us.
But when they say Dame want to take a meeting, you don't know who Dame is.
No, I know. Dame's like, he's in his early 20s now. So don't forget, Dame was managing Original Flavor.
Okay, I forgot about that. Continue.
So they come up to the office, and it's the only time in my life where I shook Dame's hand and said, we got a deal. Mm-hmm. I call up Strauss Zelnick, who's the chairman of BMG, and I said, I want to sign this artist, and we were in negotiations for a full JV. I wasn't a full JV yet at BMG.
And JV, you're talking about joint venture. Good.
He goes, all right, you know, we just hired a president for RCA, and I was pissed about that they didn't put me in the process. Mm. Not that I wanted to be president of RCA, just whoever. So we were fighting, and we were also negotiating Wu-Tang's second album. Mm. So the deal got stuck on $20,000.
Wu-Tang?
On the second, it's a renegotiation. So I'm supposed to be negotiating against Wu-Tang, but I'm actually on their side. And the head of business affairs says, I'm not going any further. And I said, you're out of your fucking mind. And it was a woman. And she says, you know, Stephen Rifkin, I'm tired of your shit. Get the fuck out of this building. And I take a chair, we're on the 36th floor conference room. So the windows are over there. Broadway, we're facing Broadway. It was BMG at the time, was 45th and Broadway. I'm ready to throw the chair through the window, right? But I grabbed a chair and I turned around and I threw it through the door. So, make a long story short, they got me arrested.
I don't remember Steve Rifkin got arrested. I don't remember Steve Rifkin get arrested. I'm gonna throw that out there, Steve.
Yeah,
you got
Lee.
Speak
you
to RZA.
I don't that.
Speak to RZA. He was.
Oh fuck! Oh, RZA was there. Oh god.
So. They wouldn't let me. He goes, you have too much power, and you're abusing our staff. There's no way in the world we're letting you sign anything else.
Mm. Yeah, I remember
who said that. So how, you say you knew the answer to it.
So that was the answer after the fact.
Oh.
Now it's your turn, and then kiss.
Well, I was talking about.
You was talking about a question you wanted to ask somebody over something that you would
It's definitely my show, fam. I respect the shit. I respect the shit out of you, my nigga. From the beginning I ever met you. But it's actually good. It's your turn, sir. Go ahead.
I already did it. This nigga's so gone that like,
you gotta do it again. It's my show. Come on.
I told you it was asking Irv and Ashanti why they didn't clear.
No, I told for the video. You that. I brought that up.
This nigga's gone. Man.
No, didn't I bring that up? Didn't I bring that up? Man. Am I bugging? I brought that up like a motherfucker because we just had Irv on here and we asked him one of the things he regretted and he said that. That's the reason why I brought it up.
Yeah, but that still wasn't why they didn't do it. I wanted to ask the question to them, like, why didn't y'all do it? It was a big song. It was, it was two artists that were big in 2002, 2003.
Sylvia must have pissed them off.
Maybe. Could have been.
I think Irv was in his feeling. Now what's the question again?
Any question that you wanted to ask somebody throughout the career that you never asked.
That's all. Fab done took over our shit.
I want yours.
What happened with Nas and Big, man? Where they was supposed to do something that never panned out or something never happened.
He recently said something.
I said he answered that from that time. You said you had to.
Because I wanted to know that too. Like, there's a picture of Nas and Big in the studio.
They told me it was One More Chance remix, but he got too high.
That's what they told me too.
See, you don't be looking at your fucking comments. Them niggas fried us for that.
What was it?
It was not One More Chance remix. It was, damn, now I'm so scared.
It was Give Me The Loot.
It was Give Me The Loot. Look at Fab being a hip-hop nigga.
Give Me The Loot. That's
Yo, listen to me. When you said that and I'm sitting there because I'm just so excited. This is UNC.
I'm mistaken, though.
BNC shot at each other at one point. So we sitting there together, and I just like, yo, them niggas fried me.
It was Give Me The Loot.
Them niggas, yo, the fans, that's one thing. This is the thing.
Yeah, if you speak on hip hop history and you say the wrong thing.
No. This is the thing I want. This is the thing I want to tell y'all. Because in the future, if you do it the right way, you should never ever drop an album again in your life. You should drop a podcast. This is what I'm trying to tell you. Hear me out. Steve, we're all going to agree once I make my point. Right? Sometimes you throw your product out, but it's in a Costco. You know what a Costco is? The Costco got every fucking thing, right? Do you really want to go into Costco and buy everything? You already got your more and lower. You already got everything else, right? You already got everything. Why would you ever?
More and lower.
You know what I mean. You already got.
Not a lawnmower.
Lawnmower. It's my nigga Fab. I helped him out from the beginning. So listen, you already got that. Why would you keep going to the Costco when you could actually go to the person who you fuck with, right? So if, let's just say, right? You dropped an album on a pod. Riz is just so art. He sold the album as art. Do y'all niggas get with the fucking interior of shit he just did? An album as art. Right? $2 million?
$2 million,
right? So he sold it to the nigga. It's $2 million. Now that person can actually do whatever he wants.
I don't think he can.
Okay.
I don't know for a fact, but I don't think he can.
But do you understand that level of business? Oh, I'm bugging. Mm-mm. No? You don't understand the level of business?
No, I understand.
I know you understand. You like the major labels. You understand. Just two men and...
how much
different? I got a different love for I got a different love for hip hop. I don't want to sell my album to one person and then have it as art. I want the masses.
But look
to
at it like Mona Lisa. Like, as far as Mona Lisa.
Yeah, that's cool. Mona Lisa and all that is cool. I'm just saying I wouldn't want that ever.
It's not the way we work.
Okay? I wouldn't ever want one person with just one album. I want my shit to be everybody, anybody to get it. I get what that does. I get what that is. That's, you know, like an appreciation. It's an art piece. It's a different thing. But musically speaking, like, I don't want that for music.
For music? Like, just selling a piece of material, like a Mona Lisa. Like, if a Mona Lisa was sold.
That's still to one person. I still own that Mona Lisa. Only one person. They put it in a museum for everybody to look at and glaze it. But yeah. They can't appreciate it. They can't have it on their wall.
But you don't think hip hop is like the ultimate art?
Yeah, but I think it's everybody's art. Mm. An artist, a fan, a producer, you know what I mean? It's different. It's different.
Consumer.
Everybody gets a piece of the art. They get to enjoy it in their way. That's why music, like, all your memories, you got a memory to music. One summer, we was doing this, but we was listening to this. You know what I mean? That winter, I was hustling. I was listening to this album the whole time I was hustling. You're going to always have that. So if only one person gets to have that, that's selfish within the art to me.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm gonna tell everybody one thing.
Right.
This will change my whole life. I'm walking through the Bronx, randomly, because I'm a random nigga. Just walking through the Bronx.
Because I'm a random nigga.
And the shit starts snowing. This is when the Cadillac first made the Cadillac truck. So I got the Cadillac champagne. I drink champagne, I'm in the champagne truck.
Mm-hmm.
It's random.
Makes sense.
Seriously, right? Girl walks by, she smells it, she says, yeah. She comes in the car, and she says to me, the illest story I ever, it's platonic, but she says to me, it's boring outside. I wish Biggie had a song out. Mm. It changed my life. Listen, I don't understand. Niggas, that's, she said, it's boring outside. I wish Biggie had a song out. As if when Big has a song out, this is an event. This is great adventures.
Different vibe, it changed.
This is, that shit fucked me up. Mm-hmm. I'm like, hold up. This nigga could have a song out.
Mm-hmm.
And you could have.
Shit is different out here. Streets ain't dry no more, I think. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm on the war report. I said, I got to upgrade. Y'all niggas ain't feeling me. Y'all niggas ain't understanding. I said, oh, holy shit.
That's
these
real.
Niggas is making something called a thing that when you get it, it's a whole feeling to it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just wanted to please project people. Like, this is real. This is real. Kiss, you good?
Yeah.
You want a shot?
No.
Look at Fab. But you understand? You understand what I'm trying to say, Fab?
Mm-hmm. That's what it is. That's what the music do.
Nah, you don't understand.
Vibes, like, and feelings and memories and energies, nigga. That's what it's about.
A person told me, it's boring now. I wish a Biggie record was out. I was like, wait.
Message. That's like, what you were saying when they said that.
The way they described it was like when that type of record was out, it was a whole event that came with it. I had never felt like that in my life. And that's when I made Super Thug.
Let's make some noise for me. And I only know that was the right move now. I only know that was the right move now. Now, Fab, now off top, you come in the game, you spitting. Then, like, your first breakout single was with Nate Dogg. Mm-hmm. What made you say, let me take that chance? Let me go over there. Let me do what the fuck I gotta do.
I felt like I was the next generation coming in, that the East Coast, West Coast thing that was to show that it was dying out. Cause when I was coming, that you know, even that smoke from that East Coast, West Coast beef was dissolving. And I wanted to symbolize that by doing a joint with Nate. I'm from the New York, Nate from LA. Which was the
bridge the gap.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Which was the two places where we lost.
Clue was the referee.
Artists.
Clue was the referee. Is Clue was the referee in the Ray J shit too? Because I feel like we didn't finish that.
I don't know why
yeah, why he
Ray,
said Clue was the only person who just
crossed. I don't know. He was like, he made Clue like this like Farrakhan person or something, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
How y'all right now?
Clue. Me and Clue or me and Ray
Daryl, everybody, Skane, Dollar.
Oh, yeah, everybody's cool. They just, you know, wish me happy birthday. I just, you know, I speak to Clue. I'm mostly, like, you know, speak to Skane.
Skane. You went down, Fab.
Nah, I'm just thinking back on it while I'm talking, but everybody's solid. You know what I mean? Everybody's solid.
Sure.
Just had a listening, they all was there. We had the listening for Freddie versus Jason, they all was there. I mean, Friday on Elm Street, my bad. And they was there.
Friday.
Cool and dark.
Come on, Kiss, what are you doing right now? What are
chilling.
You know, the TG Ninja
Turtle.
You
got my nigga right Kiss Fry. You got the Kiss Fry.
You fucking going over the limit. I don't know what limit I'm going over. You've been here 18 times.
Yeah.
All right, let's bring Fendi out here. Let's bring Fendi out here. Come on, Fendi. Come out here. Come on.
You wanted to come. Yo, get Fendi, your ass out, yeah, Fendi.
The people been calling
Tap in, Fendi.
Yeah, come on. Nigga, you gotta get mic'd up.
You gotta have a drink, too.
You gotta get mic'd up.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. And you gotta smoke.
Oh, shit.
And you gotta smoke. You gotta talk drink about, and smoke.
And talk about when you snuck on the plane. That's, yo, Fab, that's not like a real Brooklyn nigga story. Like, in the 90s.
He got a lot of good stories, though.
Like, no, no.
Kenny's been around. He got a lot of good stories.
No, but I'm saying, like, in the 90s.
That's a crazy story. I never even heard of nobody doing that. I seen Brooklyn niggas.
And them niggas snuck on the plane. That's how they showed me their loyalty to me.
My dopest thing was, my dopest moment for him.
They snuck on getting money with both of y'all niggas. He snuck on the plane with me, but now he snuck on the plane with getting money with both of y'all niggas. Because he is retarded.
Oh, yeah.
That is my nigga. Come on over here, Fendi. Come on. That's my nigga. I love that nigga.
He got video of him shooting dice with Biggie. That was a good one for him, too.
Let's make some noise.
Look excited, man.
Yo, listen, man. We done had Puff Daddy here. We got Steve Rifkin here.
Give me some drinks, man.
Huh?
Oh.
Give me some drinks, champ.
Please. Hub yourself.
I'll fall asleep.
No, you better not fall asleep.
You might be the sleep champ after this drink.
Yeah, after this. Go ahead. You got to do it. So now, Fendi. Didn't you start out with Nicki Minaj?
I started off.
Franchise.
I started out on the road with Big Daddy Kane.
Nah, you ain't been down since his bad. I'm not gonna lie, let you say that.
Kane took me on the road.
I got pictures.
Fendi used to let him get the back door at his spot in North Carolina. That was $10,000 a day.
Yeah.
Scuba Scrap used to get the back door.
Scoob bitch.
That's facts.
All right.
That's facts.
That was Scrap. That's how we're going to start this off then. Yeah,
don't start your shit off.
Like, tell him, you got to get a little.
You ain't drinking nothing?
I can't drink.
Yeah. Nah, open heart surgery. Rifkin can't hit nothing, man.
Give him a watermelon.
He put on Wu-Tang. He got the super pass.
Oh, you don't need nothing. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, he put on Wu-Tang and Mobb Deep. He got the super pass. You stay here. We're going to get fucked up in front of his face. Nobody going to judge him. That's no, our brother. Come on. Let's make some noise for Steve Rivkin. Now, Fendi, did I describe you jumping on the plane story correct?
Nah.
What the?
What did I leave?
Actually, I didn't sneak on the plane. That was G.
Who's G?
I wasn't really a hype man at the time. G was the guy that was boosting.
Yeah, you had about six G's.
And he was with Nature.
Definitely don't remember this the way he's breaking it down.
Nature from
I just feel like I gotta agree.
He got a good memory though. So I believe he's great.
Nah.
I do, he remembers everything.
These niggas snuck on a plane, 6D. He with a radio.
Like an elephant.
Oh, if they had a radio, that was Nature.
That was Nature.
It might have been, y'all might have been linked in by Nature.
I was your hype man at the time. So I was already
on the plane. No, not that time. This is how you became.
We was going to Florida.
No, that wasn't Florida.
Yes, it was.
No, you want me to disapprove your story right now?
I'm telling
you,
man.
I'm going to disapprove your story right now.
1998, man.
No, I'm going to disapprove your story right now. The first case I ever caught as a hip-hop artist was in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And this is why I want to tell you, even when you turn Hollywood and you start managing other niggas, I never... Relax. I never took it personal because you made me beat a case without even knowing it. You and your Brooklyn niggas went in there and stole all the jackets, the Yankee jackets.
That was
but G. But you told me, wear this one, Nori. And I had 30 niggas wearing different other jackets, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. We jump out. This is Snoop had just did this shit. Y'all niggas ain't got love for me. So I tried to do it. I don't know why I fast. I jumped out. I said, you motherfuckers ain't got love. I knew this is my number one shit. And there's always one dickhead. Mm-hmm. And a dude threw a block, a bike. And my niggas lost. But I had to go through trial, all that shit. But the police nigga was standing right there. And Fendi was the nigga that said, don't wear, I got all these other niggas this color, wear this color. And you helped me beat the case, and you ain't even know that. You know when you gave me the jackets.
Yeah, that was an
Let's make some noise for Fendi helping me beat the case and not even knowing it. So he start managing little Kim, his number changed, and you start calling me like yo.
Still acting funny.
Yeah, he was there. I'm good.
It happens, Nori.
No, I've never taken personal. No. Yeah, but Fab, your waves is still spinning.
Oh shit.
Your waves is still spinning. Shit. Are you feeling good out here, Fab?
Just living my best life out here, Nori.
And we are so proud of you living your best life.
Go back to Fendi.
Nori, why you stop drinking? Story.
No, I ain't drinking.
We gotta finish that story.
Okay, well, let's finish that.
What's done?
That you was telling about Fendi, you tried to disapprove his story, then you reapproved it.
Me and Nori's best story is when.
Hot Night Jamaica.
Hot Night Jamaica.
Describe that story, Fendi.
Yeah, it was me and Nori, and it was Jay-Z, Dame Dash, Clark Kent. I didn't even have a passport. I actually went out there with driver license and a birth certificate that was ripped in half. And
pre-Bin Laden.
Yeah, pre-Bin Laden, definitely.
Yes.
Got the Hot Night Jamaica. We thinking about how we gonna tear these niggas up tonight. We sat beside the stage. We talked it up for a minute. We went out there and ripped Jay-Z and Dame Dash a new ass. Mm. Pause, no homo.
I wouldn't say
that was the show days when you killed the show. You was really in like it was like a competition.
You wouldn't say what?
No. I want to rip him a new asshole.
Pause.
But everything else, I agree with you.
Yeah, I said pause.
Good.
Yeah, but we ripped it.
Yeah. Now I ain't gonna lie. This is the first dude. I was just doing shows, and he like yo. You went from a gangster to like a party music maker. You gotta have something in between that. And you was the first person that, yeah, that did that.
Yeah, let's clap to that.
Let's clap to that, goddammit.
You gotta know how to switch it up.
And what did you just pause said? Well, okay, Fab is in. Fab. I don't know. Y'all look at Kiss. But Kiss been here 9 times. It's okay.
Tell him again.
It's okay.
So Fab.
Yeah.
You guys come together. Mm-hmm. You guys do your shit. Mm-hmm. But at one point, back then, what was you and Joe Budden's problem?
Problem?
Yeah, because you and Joe Budden's, I don't know why.
I never had a problem. What's it to Harry? Nah, I never had a problem with Joe.
I feel like it was. No?
I didn't.
You sure?
Yeah, for sure. Unless I didn't know we had a problem, but I ain't never had a problem with Joe.
Come on.
Real shit.
Yeah, you and Joe.
Real shit. I don't know we gonna have that problem. Even when the Tahiri thing is, that was, you know, Tahiri was with him after. It was just a different situation. You know what I'm saying? My situation was over, and there was a new situation. That happens.
Steve, I need your water, baby.
But you want to leave now?
You want some water?
No, go now.
Oh, no, I'm trying to get Steve drunk over here.
Steve,
who? Some Perry Waters, huh?
Did he just call him Steve Bottle? Did he just
call him? Never. Steve drunk.
Oh, yeah, let's get Steve drunk, but we can't, because he got open heart surgery.
Water.
You got to relax. Yeah.
Can I ask you something?
No, you can't ask me that.
Why not?
I got
it. This is not the way it works.
My first time
I'm not Angie Martinez. Man, you my friend. I'm fucking.
You had an issue with Nas. That's the only real issue that I can remember even hearing about with you.
Yeah, that's it.
What happened with
that? What was it out about?
That was never. Your niggas heard some crazy shit.
Heard that?
Yeah,
I heard. Yeah, I ain't hear nothing. I'm asking you.
I definitely ain't hear nothing either. That was like
you just said y'all had a problem.
No, I never. Who said that?
You.
No, I never. You seen Sandy Wexler on Netflix?
What's that?
You seen that? Yeah, I never. Never. I've never ever. But listen, man.
I didn't think you was the question dodging type, man.
No.
I thought you was a straight up guy. I would have never came here if I thought you was the question dodging type.
It was never what?
No, that's not authentic.
Yeah, it's not authentic. Listen, you want to keep talking about authentic? Because I remember you drinking fucking. What was it? Red Stripe?
Never.
Yeah, in Jamaica. Let's go there. Yeah. You wanted to go to Jamaica, right?
Yeah.
Talk about Jamaica. Talk about where I'm at.
Jamaica was all right. What happened with Nas?
It's my brother. Whoa. We love each other. And that's where we're going with it. Any other questions?
Nah, we good. Everything's all love.
We good. Any other questions?
This is Drink Champs. Let's have another drink. Yeah, I'm here.
Hit that French Minaj.
I need some champagne.
Hit that French Minaj.
I can't drink that.
Now, what happened with you and Nicki Minaj? Now you didn't Nicki Minaj bring you in here because this is the type of time you on. What happened?
Come on.
Let's not say that. This is the type of time you on. Come on.
We got
Nicki Minaj, Young Money, Dirty Money. It's like, what happened? This is where you wanted to go with it. I'm just saying. I love Freddie on Elm Street. Yeah. What is that shit? Look at Kiss. That's hard. Let's get Kiss sleeping on Drink Champs. It's hard. It's bad. You gotta stay up. This is my
3 hours over the fucking limit.
It's okay. This is what we do. We for hip hop. What happened?
We 3 hours behind the time.
What happened? Fendi, you good?
We good.
Young Money, Dirty Money, what happened?
Everything good.
They swiped him for having. Wow. They took the drawers right off his ass. Nicki Minaj, Gravy, Red Cafe, everyone is artists. So I'm the only one.
Your cup's still all in full.
Only person that ever stuck by Fendi is me, Fab, his mom's, and his dog.
Facts.
Wait, Tama, that was hard. Yeah. Me, Fab,
his mom's, and his dog.
Mom's and his dog.
I'm not gonna lie.
And I'm
is
about
that
to cut
your DJ
off.
Khaled album?
Yeah, me too.
Yo, is that his DJ Khaled album? Me, Fab, my mom's, and my dog. And you just get any other nigga to just come in there.
After that.
That's hard. Me, Fab, Marlon's in my... Is that where you go taking it, Fendi?
That's
Cause
that,
look,
that's
you know, this is Steve Ripken. He's signing it right here. Steve Ripken signing it right here. Is that your DJ Khaled moment?
Nah, I'm missing a couple other features. I might put Nicki on the album.
Let's get to the point. What are we talking about here? Did you discover Nicki? Because we don't really understand.
Absolutely.
Chill.
Yeah, let me tell you.
Let me set up the. You want to set up the question?
That. He called me one day, even on my block, in my studio, on my crib. Kiss, I got a question for you. I got three names or two names. Should her name be something? It might have just been something.
It was Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, Nicki Minaj, Nicki Minaj, or something else.
Yeah, it was another name.
Nicki Minaj.
You?
Oh,
it was
Nice Nibbles Nick.
You can't speed this story up. You gotta.
Listen,
they say you could run down, you could fuck one or two, but we could walk down, we could fuck them all. So I need to hear this. You very called me.
I feel like you and Fab is saying, y'all signaling, I'm an artist, I understand how this works. Niggas is signaling and saying, no, this is not what this is. This is Drink Champs. Drink some more. Have a great time, Fat.
I feel like you felt like you said, and you never gave me a verse. I feel like you owe me a verse. So just relax.
I got you. You need a verse, I got you.
Okay, so now what happens
now?
You
give him a video?
So you're at the studio?
Absolutely not.
Yo, absolutely not.
And you know what? I'm good with that. I'm good with that.
Go ahead, kid.
He called me one day. Which name you like?
Mm-hmm. Who?
Okay. Fendi and Nicki called me.
You never see her?
Nah, they on the other end of the phone. Mm. You like Nicki Minaj? Mm-hmm. Nicki Minaj or some other name. Mm. Me, I like Nicki Minaj.
Mm. Actually, Kiss was the first rapper ever did a feature with Nicki. Ever.
We've never heard Kiss talk about this.
The whole career.
I mean, it's nothing. What am I going to get off of it now?
Way to switch the subject too, right?
No, he's great. No, Kiss is good. You see how he is?
No. I mean, what is there to talk about?
Well, what
I did a lot of favors for a lot of people. I didn't do it for that. Mm. I did it out of the heart, out of the love.
So now, Fendi, you now meet this girl. How do you meet her in Queen? Where do you meet her?
I'm in MySpace.
Huh? MySpace?
I'm in MySpace.
Okay.
Yeah. Fendi need a better lawyer.
And then what happened?
We got to chip in, do a GoFundMe, and get Fendi
right.
Yeah,
I need
right
a GoFundMe
lawyer.
Tomorrow.
You need the right lawyer. If he had the right lawyer.
Steve, we can talk, man.
We can definitely talk.
Fendi need a lawyer.
I don't know if I'm making a side deal right here.
Or a rifle.
Y'all gotta stop.
Fendi need a lawyer or a rifle.
So now, we all gotta ask the $1 million question.
That's the bathroom right there?
Go ahead, get busy. So you started out with Nicki.
yeah, get busy.
You started out with Nicki. But then you wound it up with Lil' Kim after
you
they
beat. Can
I keep it?
Yeah.
Keep it on. Keep your mic on.
You lost her too.
Keep
it going.
Yeah.
All right. So
I definitely wasn't going to take it where Kim was going. But now Kim. That he took it there. What's going on with
what happened?
Don't tell me you're Harvey Weinstein.
No.
And I know that's not funny. No. I swear to God, I apologize.
So what happened? You said what now?
I definitely didn't say what I said.
You didn't ask the question.
So why? Look. So you started with Nicki.
I discovered Nicki.
Mm-hmm. You want to elaborate on discovery? Or just leave it alone?
We can talk about that. I discovered Nicki.
Because we need to know, like,
let me enlighten you a little bit. I discovered Nicki. I named her Nicki Minaj.
Great words to D-Ray Davis. I took a fat.
Oh, okay. Shit just got real.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, where we at?
I'm telling you.
Okay.
Let me jump in.
I named her Nicki Minaj.
Lawyer.
Who? Oh, him.
He gets the artist from nothing. He molds them to something. They get all the way up to the plate.
They hit a home run, and they run the bases and then run right past me.
He shit on you, basically. Like, he was out here looking good until kids came on.
No, it's not that. I mean, I always had the right paperwork. I'm just not the guy who... I'm so street-orientated that when you cross me, I want to hurt you. I don't want to go to the lawyer.
Listen.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm going back to
my problem is...
There's no way you had the right paperwork.
How's that, Jada Kiss?
If he had the right... The same way is no way Weezy could have the right paperwork on Nicki and Drake. Because if he did, through all of this Birdman turmoil, the revenue off them could have him kicking back till that gets figured out.
I disagree, Jadakiss.
If you had the right paperwork on Nicki Minaj,
I had the right. I got no.
You would have got paid. Doesn't mean nothing, though. Cindy.
You gotta fight this in court.
I tell you that
this is a court.
That's
issue.
When it ain't the right paperwork.
Well, I mean, I disagree.
You just don't want to fight it in court?
No, we're not going to the next question.
No. Oh, okay. Well,
we are staying right here.
If I get another drink, Nori, this is going to turn into the Philly champs.
Drink one of these whole publishers. Philly, knock shit off.
Give me that. Let's go.
Give him that.
All right.
Yeah, come on. We're going to turn this the right way.
You know the fat boys were signed to
it. Yeah, let's go.
What? Hold on.
You're
fabulous.
Listen.
The nigga that managed you at the Fat Boys before?
Oh, word. The Fat Boys.
That's what he just said.
This is my question, Nori. This whole
what was
question?
The Fat Boys' original name before they turned into the Fat Boys?
Ask Jada.
Disco, that's a little bit over me.
Disco 3.
I'm supposed to know that, Steve. You right.
Nori, back to you.
No, it's Ooh, never back
it's
to
like
you.
Like back and forth.
Back to you.
I just want
to
tell y'all something. I love
you.
Don't ever try
subject.
To control my environment.
Okay, well, it's good.
All right. Listen.
We all mic'd up.
My environment is controlled. Whether you think it is or not.
Okay. All right.
Listen, you went from Nicki Minaj to Lil' Kim. And we're going to get back to you later. But that's okay because you know what it is. It's all about, what is it called again? Friday on Elm Street.
You got it.
Friday
relax.
On Elm Street. We relaxed. We had fun. Fab. Yo, I 100% enjoyed you coming here. Damn. And I want you to.
No. We ain't closing. No. I got another topic.
Oh, you got another topic. I'm in. I had to take a piss.
Hold on, let me get a drink, because I can't let this go.
Let's go.
Can't let this go.
I'm in.
This is light topic. It's nothing crazy.
I'm in.
Light topic.
I'm in. You can pull me up. I'm in. All right.
Ooh, we finished.
And
this.
I'm doing a shot with Fab.
We finished.
Fabs,
No. Fabs before we get out of here, because we got to get out of here. You got to touch his Dominicanism. Yalla.
Say something. This nigga kiss is good.
Damn, Drake Champs of Philly.
Let me tell you something.
Listen, Lee.
Niggas thought.
You thought I was asleep. I came woke up with a mean second.
Listen, time out.
Called a second
people
winner.
Think. When people hear this episode.
I'm about to start dozing off.
No. When people hear this episode, they're going to think Puff Daddy was the host. But that is a lie. It is Jada Kiss that was the host tonight.
I was
in
drunk.
Fact, us in the Latino community, we need you to say, when a person say, what are you fabulous?
No, but hold on. In my brother's defense, before you, because I got to balance it. I'm Mills Lane. I'm the black Mills Lane.
I definitely don't know where you're going.
Because he didn't know. He might not know this that you're about to tell him.
Okay, so.
Your pops is Dominican, right? Mm-hmm. You know, we represent uptown. You being Vodka, you get a lot of bags uptown. You get a lot of love uptown. Mm-hmm. It's like a curse no matter how it played out, you can't say that your pops is Dominican. This is like you taking a shotgun to the Dominican. Pow! They rather you just say, I'm Dominican, or don't say nothing. Because when you just say, my pops is Dominican, it's like you push the Dominicans off the ledge.
You didn't push me. God, I don't know if your father's alive or whatever, but if you say, like if I say, my father's Puerto Rican, it fucks people up that's Puerto Rican. They want me to say, I'm Puerto Rican, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that's something I always wanted to give you because it doesn't matter, whatever affiliation.
There's another few hundred million over there on the Dominican side that you miss.
Them motherfuckers.
I just didn't grow up Dominican, though.
No, so I don't grow up Puerto Rican. I don't speak Spanish. I made a Spanish album, man. I just stood there the whole day. Fucking help me teach me that part. That part. I don't give a fuck, nigga. That everybody laughing at me in hip hop. I'm over there like that. Nobody stabbed nobody today. It's fantastic. Cause you know, I'm sorry. I came from the bad era of hip hop. Every party, somebody gets stabbed, shot. You don't understand how happy I was. You don't understand. I was in. Niggas laughing at me though. I'm in doing reggaeton. Niggas like, oh.
So I'm by a monk.
No. I'm not. That was local. But Fab, on behalf of all Dominican people. I'm not Dominican. I'm Puerto Rican. Mm-hmm. But y'all like our like cousins. Mm-hmm. On behalf of all Dominican people, if you have to start saying you Dominican, because you know why? Because you are Dominican, right? I'm Puerto Rican. I don't speak shit. I don't speak none of that. When you say that. You gonna have so many knives around you. And you good. Wherever you at, you just gotta claim them. See, that was the problem. Like people didn't think you claimed them. You put it, you did a video, remember?
See, you just gave them knowledge though.
No.
You can't speak it. He might get speaking.
I can't speak this shit.
No, but he didn't
know. Nah, I know Fat can't speak it.
He didn't know he get the pass without all of the resources.
Huh? No.
He didn't know that maybe. Maybe he did.
No. That's what I'm saying. Fab, if you need some Spanish.
Spanish Dominican.
Fendi is not. Fendi been hot. Ever since you sub-zero, that's it. Your number changed on me. Niggas start managing Fab, Jada.
Sub-zero start working out. Is a word on the street he want a rematch?
Nah, stop it. Sub-zero going.
I feel like I set myself up for this. I feel like I should have just stayed over there. It's all your fault, man.
Sometimes
we around money.
Sometimes you gotta just stay in your lane.
Yeah,
level out. It's about leveling up. Sometimes about leveling out.
This is my lane.
This is my lane.
It's a light lane. I'm just save my time.
And who you say he used to manage at first?
Fendi.
Kubo did.
No, I'm on.
What's all the niggas he had?
He said Big Daddy Kane.
Rec FS.
So now, how was you, Clue, Skane, you know, where
Where's Skane at?
Where like that relationship right now for y'all. Hmm? Like, because I know.
I am up top on
so. Yeah, in
because I know what happens in the beginning sometimes don't happen at the end.
Yeah, I'm still cool with all of them.
Still cool
with Skane like, Dollar, holla. Fab got a lot of loyalty, man.
I respect that.
I'm still
know
cool.
Know what I mean?
I don't break my circle of friendship unless
you give them the scissors.
Something to, yeah, to break the circle. Other than that, we'll be friends forever.
What?
You know what I'm saying? I have a loyal friendship to people that I'm friends with. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Let's clap for that, y'all, please.
He always wanted to say that. Yeah, you got one off.
Is there anything you regret, like, doing in this game? Like,
not really. I wish I valued the time. Because even how long we've been here this long, like, I didn't value the time. I kind of was just moving at your own pace. Mm-hmm. Even, like, when artists get into little things and they just, like, I'm the shit and I just do what I, you know what I mean? Mm. They don't value the time or the sometimes the space that you the that
that you the guy in that era, like, you gotta value that shit. Because it's gonna be shit. Somebody else's time. To, you know what I mean?
Some deep shit. Yeah, keep talking, please. I'm sorry.
You know what I mean? I just wish that I, you know, and I would even everybody, like, they should value their time. When it's your time, you gotta value that shit, because it's really precious.
And then you can have another time when you value the time, but it's the first time that you're talking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
Meaning when it was the
it's
first
like
time
that first
everybody was looking at. Yeah. But then you have
you only knew time. Once. You only knew once.
You said that yesterday. We was talking about that.
Niggas don't value that.
Can you touched say on that? Nori touched on that yesterday.
I said you want to be the hot new
you only
nigga
get that hot,
once.
You only that hot new nigga once.
Once. You can be the hot nigga forever, but you're going to be the hot new nigga once. The nigga just said the same exact
shit. Said the same
and,
exact
in a different way.
Yeah, same thing, different way.
I know y'all going to wrap it up. You got to relax. All right, we got to wrap it up?
Yes.
I feel like I got to say one more thing. I got notes and shit. I never use none of them.
Hit one. Nah, fuck the notes. I like the organic.
Yeah.
I like the...
All right, let me hit a note and get it organic. It's nothing. It's nothing I like. That's why I didn't use it. It's nothing I didn't like. And look at this. Keep filming it. Look at everybody. All right.
So bad for
some of Faz's favorite guest features, that's trash. That was good. Hang on. Pretty good, y'all. Sorry, I respect. But yo, did I make a movie? They don't make a movie?
Yeah.
I made a movie. I said, listen, you've been on there too long.
You bought two moguls out.
Bought two moguls out?
Amongst
I
got to
take a
legends.
Too. I'm going to take it. We did it. We gotta do the drop and the.
Oh, let's do something like to wrap it up. Like, give us some kind of.
Yeah, do the.
This is what we doing to wrap it up. It's wrapping it up.
That's it.
We wrap it up.
This is what we doing to wrap it up. We wrapping it up.
That's it.
Let's do the drop in the picture.
Dropping
Steve
the picture.
Rifkin.
Steve Rifkin. Yo, thank you, sir.
What up, Drink Champs Army? Hope you enjoyed that episode. Please check us at drinkchamps.com. You can see and hear all the new episodes, news, and merch. You can also pick up merch at 8and9.com. Follow us at drinkchamps on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Also follow me at Who's Crazy on Instagram, at DJEFN on Twitter and Facebook. Follow Nori at The Real Noriega on Instagram, at Noriega on Twitter. Shout out to the whole team, Hazardous Sounds, Big Drain, Rich Blanco, Kev, Ali, Randy, Mr. Lee, Beats in the Hood, and especially everyone at Revolt TV as well. For those of you who are confused by our release schedule, y'all always tweeting us or hitting me up, here's how it goes down. New episodes premiere on Revolt TV every Thursday. If we don't release a new episode, it's because it's the holidays or we're giving our liver a break. Following that Thursday release, it reruns all weekend on Revolt TV, and then the Monday following that Thursday, going into Tuesday, we drop the full unedited audio. So Monday night going into Tuesday. Then the full unedited video drops online on YouTube and Revolt.tv on Wednesdays. So the Mondays, the full audio, Wednesdays, the full online video release. And that's following the Thursday before that it airs on Revolt TV, the TV edit of it. If you're interested in advertising or sponsoring us, please hit us up at info@drinkchamps.com. Serious inquiries only, please. Lastly, look out for new music and TV shows from Nori. He's working on great projects. He's got a lot of stuff coming out, so make sure you follow him for all that new stuff. Check out my liquor company, Colombian White, at buycolombianwhite.com. Also, look out for new episodes of my documentary series, Coming Home. We got Coming Home Colombia coming out and in other countries, too. And also check out the ones we've been to already, which is Coming Home Cuba, Haiti, Vietnam, and Peru. Shout out to all y'all, Dream Champs Army, for the continued support. We appreciate y'all. Until next time, Makahaya Bing Bong, motherfuckers.